All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Medical School Campus Public Infrastructure District. Today is December 10th. It's 12:13. We have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen, and Reese. So everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the record and the recording. We'll start with the board. Greg, you want to start?
Gregory Stewart.
Shelley Sumbot.
David Hutchison, LaCelia.
And we have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. We'll go to our public hearing. So board, we're going to cover the budget in the public hearing. So I'll need a motion to open and then to close at the end. So can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I make a motion that we open the public hearing.
Thanks, Greg.
I second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right. I'll let David walk through the budget. We're now in the public hearing to take any public comment regarding the 2025 budget. David?
Okay. Thanks, Michael. So the main change that we had from the tentative budget to the final budget was a reallocation of the bucketing in the general fund so that we would have the full $4,275 for the insurance proceeds. And we just pulled that from this miscellaneous. And during the tentative budget adjustments, we had modified all of these amounts here so that we would be within that budgeted amount. I don't know if there's any specific questions you guys had or wanted me to talk to or anything here, or
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
All right. With no questions, I don't see anyone.
I don't either.
Okay, thanks, Shelley. I don't show anyone that has joined the call. Christy, do we have any members of the public there at the anchor location?
No.
Okay. Well, then I need a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Board, we sent out the meeting minutes for the November 26th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
I reviewed those and they looked good to me.
Okay. Could we get a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the meeting on, when was that? November what?
The 26th.
November 26th.
Thanks, Greg.
I second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Let me put up the budget resolution. All right, so budget resolution, basically in Utah, we have to approve the budget through a resolution. So this would approve the final 2025 budget. And then it also just reaffirms the mill levy that we're at the 15 mills. So okay. Any questions about that?
I don't. It looks pretty simple to me.
Yep, it is. So can I get a motion to approve the resolution and adopt the 2025 budget?
I make a motion that we approve the resolution 2024-02 and adopt the budget that has been discussed and approved.
Thanks, Greg.
I second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. So if you two would look for this, it's going to come in the right signature, so you could sign that. We have to look at an annual meeting schedule. So again, we'll have five board meetings. David, I misspoke in the last meeting. So it'll be the end of January, beginning of February. So the last week of January, first 2 weeks of February, then we'll do it again. In April, beginning of May, then it would be July to August, and then October, end of October, November, That one will cover third quarter and tentative budget, and then in December, the final budget. So is there a day of the week and like the end of the month, the first week, second week? Which one works?
Monday or Tuesday work better for me almost always.
Okay.
And toward the end of the month works better for me as well.
Okay. So let's look. Last week should be okay with holidays. So, do you guys like Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday's good for me.
Okay. What time, Greg?
Like 10 o'clock is better than noon.
Okay. So last week, 10 o'clock on Tuesday. Last week of those months. So it would be
Or January,
January,
April,
April,
July,
July, and November. We
November.
should be okay, I think, Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then in December, are you guys good with that week in between Christmas and New Year's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. We'll do it then. All right. So, last thing, let me get through the open and public meetings training real quick. That'll cover us for 2025. So, we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act that requires us to conduct all the district business in a public setting so that the public can participate. They can see what's going on inside of the district's decision-making process. So we have to have a quorum like we do today. We have to have two of the three board members. We have to post on the public notice website. We have to publish the notice, the agenda. We have to put the place, the time, and the date. The agenda has to have reasonable specificity as they describe it. So take today the resolution, the budget resolution. We just couldn't put resolution on the agenda. We'd have to put budget resolution to show some specificity. We also have to publish an annual meeting schedule. That's why we went through and just did the schedule. That way, if I wanted to look up the district during the year and see when a board meeting was going to be that I could join and participate, then I would see it on the public notice website. We also on the agendas post the link so that they can participate via a Zoom or a Teams, whatever we use. We have to keep minutes of the board meetings. We do a recording. That recording, when we're done, we post on the public notice website within the 3 days. And then we do the written minutes. And technically, the written minutes are considered the official minutes for the board meeting. And we post those as soon as we can get those signed. There is a chance we could go into closed sessions. We could close for any appraisals that the district might do. If the development company had anything as far as acquisitions or you're selling, doing anything, we can close so that it doesn't affect the development company. No commercial damage, no commercial injury, no trade secrets get out, anything like that. Any character competency help of any board member, or if we were to ever have employees, we could close collective bargaining. Litigation, if the district was going to be involved, we could, close to discuss strategy, those kind of things for litigation. If the district were ever to do any security issues, personnel, do a plan, do some devices, systems, we could close to talk about those. If there were any allegations of criminal misconduct, anything related to fraud, those things we could close for any investigations or discussions. All closed sessions require that they be recorded and we keep minutes, but everything in a closed session stays in the closed session. And the only way somebody could get into it or read, find out what happened is they would have to get a court order. And that's a pretty high bar. Personally, I've never seen a court issue, in order to open a closed session. So really high bar, probably never will happen. It's about as fast as I can do it. Any questions?
Nope.
Okay. That will count for 2025 for our meetings or our training for the open and public meetings.
Perfect.
Okay, do you guys, you have anything else you want to bring up?
I don't.
All right.
I don't.
Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Shelley, for the second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned. Hey, thanks, you guys. Shelley, drive safe.
Thank you.